Carmela Cora, what are the barriers to this trend of hospitals sharing care with skilled nursing facilities?
Right. With the good news, there's always bad news. One of the biggest barriers that we face in allowing hospitals and nursing homes to truly work together and integrate is a federal regulation that requires individuals over the age of 65, Medicare patients, to be in the hospital for 3 days before any nursing home care will be covered under the Medicare program. Now, that was originally put in place to save the federal government money. They wanted to make certain that somebody was truly ill and in need of that extended care if they were going to pay for it. But under today's incentives, it's exactly the opposite of what we need. So if we can care for a patient in the hospital for less than that 3-day stay and hand them off carefully to a nursing home, lower cost setting for that continued care, we have the potential in Maryland of saving money and, more important, doing absolutely the right thing by the patient, moving them into a lower acute care setting, place where they're probably more comfortable. But this federal regulation prevents us from doing that.
Well, the state just did a big negotiation with Medicare over how things would be reimbursed here in Maryland. Did that come up? Did you try to get that changed?
It did come up in the conversations, but was dropped out of the negotiation toward the end of the conversation. This is one of a number of additional barriers that if we're going to be successful in Maryland, we need to remove those barriers.